You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, and sometimes the international. And yeah, man, we cover down on all of it. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday, a day that has no great significance in the week. It's just Tuesday. Tuesday all day long. It's not quite hump day. It's not the first day of the week. We're not yet to Friday. But hey, Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey. I like that intro to Tuesday. You just went, kept going.
What do you do with Tuesday?
You don't do anything with Tuesday. You just
can't play a camel. There's
just
nothing.
Go with it.
Just go with it. Just go with it. How you doing?
I'm good. My family has a new addition today.
Stop it. Did it happen?
It happened. Whoop, whoop. My brother and his lovely wife just had a precious baby girl.
Baby girl. Name
it? Iris Ann.
Iris Ann.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
I know.
All right. I've only known his brother since his brother was as young as Iris Ann. But that's good.
Yes.
That's great. Well, bless them, Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. Okay. I know where your parents are right now.
Yep.
good deal. Congratulations. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. No guests today. I kept building content to the point that I thought I got to have time to work through this. So we're gonna work through. I got some stuff, man, and I got some rants, and I got some material, and I got some resources. All of them are up on the website, by the way. If you want to go to the website at rightsideradio.org, go to the live stream page. There's a button there that says resources. Any article where you hear me doing the paper, you can find the link to that same article, as all three dippers are up there for you. In the meantime, Triple Dipper, hit it.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, I'm calling it Spare the Rod. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Spare the rod. What happens when you spare the rod? Yeah, it doesn't always work out that well. Liberals have no idea what it means to have a well-ordered and disciplined society. And I don't mean like bring the discipline. What I'm saying is if you don't put teeth into your laws, you wind up with, anarchy. And we're seeing it all over the place, seeing it. So I'm saying, number one, spare the rod. Yeah, it doesn't work out well. That's number one of the Triple Dipper. Number two, you know the deal. I get into the resources. I start finding stuff. Like, I had to even show Boomer one of the headlines earlier. It was so amazing that the headline itself could be a whole segment. But you know the deal. I look at it, I go, how woke can we, what, how much wokeness, where did all the wokeness come from? And I wind up with a whole section that we lovingly call Adventures in Woke World. Stand by for that one, number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, going to get international for a bit. There are things happening on the world stage that are pretty significant, not the least of which is the fact that China and Russia together staged naval exercises just off the coast of Alaska the other day, and the U.S. had to respond. Okay, this is dicey. We got stuff happening right now. Foreign affairs, that's number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my comments, and I will remind you that our friends at Southern Immediate Care, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers all parts of North Alabama. They got locations in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations in the Birmingham area, newest ones in Chelsea and Hoover, open 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care, they are the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and we really appreciate it. So I'm going to go on a bit of a rant. This is not my normal dipper. This is where I look at the world in which we live and I think, what has happened to customer service? Where did it go? And let's go ahead and say that perhaps one of the clearest indications that customer service is in the tank right now is in the airline industry. Has anybody else had struggles at the airport, struggles on the airplane, struggles getting your seat? I don't care what it is. It seems like something about flying right now brings out the worst in customer service. So our son and daughter-in-law and the two most perfect of all grandchildren are here right now. And Charlene and I are blessed, and we know it. Grandkids, man, they're like everything they've been billed as. You get to love them, get them all sugared up, and let the parents deal with the aftermath. It is awesome. But I got to tell you, our son is in the military, so they're stationed so far away that, you know, getting to and from each visit, that can be a challenge. Even more of a challenge when you get caught in airline purgatory. Hence, my story begins with American Airlines. Okay, so do you remember back in the halcyon days of air travel, when flying was a luxury, and it seemed to command like a certain level of respect and congeniality? I mean, they had stewardesses whose sole function was just to make your life more comfortable. Airlines bent over backward to be seen as flying the friendly skies, the one who provides the customer service that warrants your appreciation and zeal for continued travel on their fair airplanes, where the captain always smiles and the ticket counter works expeditiously to meet your every expectation. Yeah, about all that. So Charlene and I, we had planned a trip to Virginia not long ago to see our kids. Like I said, our son's in the military, he and his beautiful bride and our most perfect grandchild. At the time, we had one, now we have two, were the sole source of our desire to get out of town, just be with family for a few days. Well, it was a 12-hour drive, one way. If you drive it, you spend two full days on the road going there and back, so we worked to find the best airfare, figuring we'd just maximize our time with our loved ones. We even decided we'd take a red-eye flight at 0:30 out of Birmingham. I mean, why not? Get there early, take very little time, all that time with our grandbabies. Well, instead of flying the friendly skies, it turned into a reenactment of some kind of scene from Animal House, where the pledges have to go through their initiation paddling, and every time one of those fraternity pledges had to bend over and get paddled, he has to yell, "Thank you, sir, may I have another?" And that's the way the whole trip went. I mean, where do I begin with my complete dress down of American Airlines? Well, the joy began with Charlene and I leaving our house at 0400. No worries. Flights out of Birmingham are easy. We know that airport well. We arrived on station in good time, only to find the parking deck elevator was out of order. So we had to walk several minutes over to find another elevator that also didn't want to work because of, I don't know, who knows why. And just as I was preparing to tote our bags down the stairs, the elevator doors magically opened. So we backed up, got in the elevator, reached the bottom. We realized then how far away we were from the ticket counter area now. So we hiked, like a quarter mile, and we arrived at the American Airlines desk. We did the whole self-serve, faceless kiosk thing, which seemed like a complete waste of time because you still have to go check your bags at the counter and get them weighed. Fine. We did so. Only to have the first ticket counter lady with the purple hair, who had no customers, by the way, ask if we had checked our bags. "You mean the bags that are sitting here by my feet?" "No, ma'am." "Move down," she yelled from 6 feet away. "Move where?" "Down there." "Down where?" "To the far end." "Okay." So we go to the other lady, who did have customers, and we had to stand in line for several minutes for the new lady. And we finally approached the counter, only to have the new lady tell us in broken English she could not check our bags. "What? You're 5 minutes late." "What do you mean we're too late?" No, we can't board. Birmingham rule, 45 minutes. And I said, what are you saying to me? Well, it turns out that Birmingham, they say, had a rule that if you're not there 45 minutes ahead of your flight, they won't even take your bags. I said, "Ma'am, we've been right here the whole time. The elevator was broken. The line, you put us down here. We were up there at the counter. We're not late. We've been waiting on you." "Too late now. You go stand by." "Stand by for what? We have tickets. We've prepaid. They're not even boarding yet." Suffice to say, this was going nowhere. And it was made worse by the purple hair lady making a snide comment about people who don't want to follow Birmingham's rules. So what if we just, I don't know, board without our luggage? That's my idea. We'll board without the luggage, let the luggage kept up to us. No, you can't. Why not? You can't fly on a separate plane without your luggage, apparently. You go standby. At this point, I was about to climb over the counter, except for Charlene's well-placed hand on my arm. So the end result was that despite arriving early, we were shuffled off into purgatory while our early morning flight departed without us. Thus began Phil and Charlene's odyssey. We managed to get on standby seating several hours later, only to board, and just prior to taxiing out, the captain announced that our midpoint destination of Charlotte was now socked in by fog. So we all had to deplane and sit around the terminal for another hour. When we eventually arrived in Charlotte several hours later, it looked like a scene from a refugee operation in a foreign land. I kid you not, the terminals were a complete madhouse. If you kicked over a fire ant nest, you wouldn't have seen that much activity. Complete bedlam, y'all. And folks were camped out on the floors at every turn. The line at the American Airlines customer service desk, by the way, that's an oxymoron, American Airlines customer service, oxymoron. But the line at the American Airlines customer service desk was like literally, I counted them, 200 people long. Did I mention, by the way, that the only place in the world that was still considered at the time to be a COVID health risk was the airport, and they kept telling us to put our masks back on? Unless, of course, you're on the plane and the guy next to you wants to eat his pretzels, at which point he's no longer contagious, he can take off his mask and chew, but I digress. So we were shucked off to a gate, at which point we waited for a couple of hours on standby. At one point, there was this really kindly gate attendant, and she looked at Charlene and I, and she said, I think I may be able to find room on the next flight. But then after checking our status, her mood changed. She apparently made note that we had been flagged in Birmingham. Pray tell, what does this mean? Apparently, we were now wearing a scarlet letter on our shirts that we didn't know was there that branded us to every attendant from hither and yon. No help for the rule breakers. They didn't follow Birmingham's unwritten rule. They got there 5 minutes late because they had to wait in the freaking line. We didn't make that flight. So we were shucked off to another gate where we waited for 2 hours with bated breath. Finally, I started calling rental car companies. I kid you not. One hapless lady on the phone told me that I couldn't drive one way to Richmond. Why not? Because I would have to return the car to the Charlotte airport. I said, ma'am, you don't understand. I don't want to return to the Charlotte airport ever in my whole life. To which she just said, oh, sweet Jesus, and hung up on me. I was literally just checking on whether I could rent a U-Haul truck and drive that to Virginia. And then all of a sudden, they made the call for boarding, and we made it on. Y'all, it would have taken 12 hours to drive there. Guess how long it took us to get there by plane? 12 hours. The same amount of time. Oh, and funny thing, our bags were not on the carousel when we got off at baggage claim. Where were they? Well, they were at the baggage claim office. Why were they there? Because they came in by themselves on an earlier flight. But I thought the bags couldn't fly without the person. Oh, they can if the airline wants them to. Well, the return trip went smoother, somewhat. Our connector only delayed by an hour. Oh, and they did lose my suitcase on the way home. But hey, it came to the house the next day. But listen, while that may have been a raucous effort to turn a 12-hour trip into a 4-hour trip and back to a 12-hour trip, the reality is we finally got to Richmond. We walked out of the terminal to the escalator to baggage claim. There was our son and our beautiful daughter-in-law and that perfect grandchild who was beside himself that we were finally there, and all of it seemed to kind of melt away. So yes, if the smile of a 2-year-old and the hug of a loved one is on the far end of a bad flight, then I will say, thank you, sir, may I have another every single time. But if you ask me, I don't intend to buy a ticket for anything on American Airlines anytime, like maybe in the history of ever. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Just storytelling time, y'all. I'm just telling you, man. That one left emotional scars. But the reality is this. We go where the kids are, because I'm going to see those grandbabies. But if you look around, you have to wonder, what the heck happened to customer service in our country? When did it become all right for you to pay to be abused? Oh, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. Text lines blew up. I think airlines hit a nerve. What do you think? I better check the text lines here real quick before they get out of hand. If you want to text it in, the number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. John from Huntsville just texted in and says, Phil, I love your monologue/rant. I think it was one of your best ever. I'm definitely going to add a couple of extra points to your final grade. when you said purple-haired lady, I thought to myself, a list of signs that indicate you're at a woke airport. Number one, customer service is a purple-haired lady. You are not wrong, brother. Who, by the way, customer service was not her gifting. Let me just go ahead and tell you. Old girl was operating outside her gifts. Jeremy from Huntsville, he says, you've done it again. Fantastic monologue. Best ever. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate you, man. Tony from Piedmont, he says, yeah, airlines are like like Continental Railway buses in the 60s. Airports like the bus stations at the time. Don from Jackson County says, you can fly without your luggage. You just can't know it. That's not funny, but it makes me laugh. It's a very sardonic laugh. That was a, I don't know what else to do, so I'm just going to laugh. But you're right, man. And that's the second time, by the way, I've had my luggage beat me to where my destination was. I cannot explain it. Like, I'm delayed, but my luggage makes it still ahead of me. Why is that okay? Anyway, Allie from Athens says, is this Phil and Charlene's excellent adventure? Yes, it was. It was. Steve from Tennessee, he says, Flip Wilson said, if you can fly 700 miles in the dark and find L.A., then you can find my bags. Flip Wilson is, just so you know, Boomer, is for old people. He was a comedian. Just so you know.
Flip Wilson.
Yes, good stuff. Flip Wilson. By the way, Jeff from Holly Pond gave us something for Tuesday. Tuesday is called Monday Hangover.
Yes. I will go with that.
All right. We may have to write that one down and remember it.
Monday Hangover.
What else? Darlene from Decatur says, I missed the 45-minute window by 3 minutes at the Huntsville Airport, United Airlines. I had messed with the kiosk. I know I hate the kiosk. Why do we do the kiosk? You still walk up there, have to talk to the lady at the counter anyway. She said, and then the lady behind the counter was looking down, ignoring me for a minute or two. I finally had to speak up to get her attention. If I had gone directly to her and she was attentive, I would have made it. Fortunately, she got me on a plane first thing the next morning. I just had to wake up at 4 a.m., she said. Good gosh. And then JT Lacey Springs, he says, repeat monologue, love him more the second time. JT, he may have heard me tell that story once before because this one has emotional scars that hung around. Brian from Huntsville. He says, purple hair? You sure it was a lady? Pretty sure. All I can say is pretty sure. Man. And Jenny from Decatur says, Flip Wilson, the devil made me do it. That was his line. Which, by the way, was probably true. But anyway, nonetheless. All right, we got an amazing show laid on for you. Like I said, I scheduled no callers, but you're welcome to call in if you want to. 833-687-4448. I got content that is like so deep and wide. I mean, this is one of those where the dippers even impress me. But we're going to start off with the first one. I'm calling it Spare the Rod, talking about the cultural issues we're seeing right now and the actual effects on our society and the downfall of some American cities simply by sparing the rod. And I don't mean like let's walk around whooping people all the time, although there's a few who need it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.